Up and down America's eastern seaboard, a manhunt is going on. And that's our first story this Friday on CNN 10. The names of prominent Democrats, an actor and director, and a former CIA director were written on packages that looked like they contained explosives. As of Thursday night, authorities had discovered 10 of these packages in all. 3 new ones were detected yesterday. None of the apparent explosives has gone off. No one's been hurt. And one law enforcement source says this likely means one of two things. Either the bomb maker didn't construct the explosives well, or he or she constructed them specifically so they would not explode, even though some of them were handled, jostled, and moved through the postal system. At this point, investigators have classified the crimes as domestic terrorism, meaning within the U.S. They say that could change. One official says they believe some of the packages could have been sent from Florida. Several of them had the return address of a Democratic congresswoman from that state, though she's not a suspect. Officials are looking for fingerprints, DNA, hair, surveillance video clues, anything that could help identify the sender. As one law enforcement official put it, everything is a clue. And though the Federal Bureau of Investigation says it's not sharing everything it knows with the public to avoid compromising the hunt for the bomber, it is asking the public to call in the FBI tip lines if they see anything suspicious.